Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Today, I think specifically, Lord has a quick refreshing word for us, encouragement. Colette met me this morning and was telling me that police officer lost his life in a line of duty last night in Mooresville. I didn't hear about it. Hadn't been watching anything, but I believe his last name was Shelton. And then the perpetrator, the guy that shot him, ended up committing suicide. But tragic situation, and we'll pray at the end of the service. But Sharon, one of our members here, that police officer was her neighbor. So, you know, here's another tragic situation of innocent life, you know, being taken. I think this police officer was out doing traffic stops or something. It was pretty much deliberate. And then my son Dallas, he's graduating from UNC Charlotte. We just had a shooting down there. You know, he was at home. You know, and it's not just here recently. It's just intensified over the last few years. And so as I was preparing the message, sometimes I'll have the title, but sometimes I'll just be putting some scriptures together, some thoughts, and then the message comes later. But I looked at Rowan the other day when he came in. You know, they just came in out of baseball, and he walked in, and I looked at him. I said, "What's going on?" And he looked at me like, "Whoa, Dad." I said, "That's the title for tomorrow Sunday. What's going on in this crazy world?" There's a lot of people, I sat down and had a little bit of time after I mowed my aunt Char. She's a Christian lady, my aunt. You know, she's probably in her late 70s. You know, been witnessing for Jesus and has questions at Sunday schools. And she tries to explain some things. And sometimes she says, "I don't know how to quite explain that." I said, Aunt, "I don't know it all. I'm a minister of the gospel and called. I don't know it all. I don't have all your answers, but Jesus is the answer. You can find it in the scripture, but there's going to be some things that we're really not even going to know until he reveals it to us in heaven or unless the Holy Spirit reveals us. But we do have some foundational truths that lets us know what's going on, because Jesus said, "I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to abandon you. You're going to have the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send him. He's going to be your comforter. He's going to be your counselor. He's going to be your guide, your teacher. He will show you things to come before they come." But does it automatically happen? See, these are some questions. Well, why God? Why that police officer? So, Psalms 89:34, and this kind of goes along with the authority of the belief. It's kind of right there in it, you know, because you got to know who you are. Amen. The Lord spoke this to me on a Wednesday night Bible study. If you're not coming, we welcome you to come. If you got time, 7 o'clock we start. We try to finish around 8:30. Because a lot of times if we're there and it's on recording, but I'll tell somebody, you need to, somebody jot that down, because that was just something I just know was inspired by God, specifically a word that came out. Because somebody had maybe mentioned that night or talking about the sovereignty of God. God is God in control? Or we have to watch how we phrase things, because we can get people confused. And when we're talking about sovereignty and control, this is what the Lord gave me. God is in control of his word, but he's not in control of you. That'll help a lot of people right there. God is in control of his word. Yes. If my word abide in you and you abide in me, then we got some power going on. But if the word abides in you and you don't abide in Jesus, you've got the word in you, but you don't listen to what he tells you to do, something not working. See, it ain't just all God. We got to take the word. We got to believe it, but then we got to do what it says. If we believe it, we'll do it. And if we do it, we'll have the results. Amen? God is in control of his word, but he's not in control of us. Then you got to find scripture when God gives you something. Psalms 89:34. Now, if I'm a lawyer, I'm representing my father back here. I'm representing God. And my father has been convicted of crimes that he's not guilty of. Amen? This sounds pretty good. Accusations have came that he sends hurricanes and tornadoes and he kills babies because they were maybe deformed and he didn't want them to live long on the earth and it's better he just take them. That's false accusations. And I'm here to testify that that ain't my father. And the word says, Psalms 89:34, my father says he's a covenant keeper. My covenant will he not break. And he will not alter the thing that's gone out of his lips. My father, he tells the truth. And when he says something, that settles it. It's covenant. That's what God has did in his word. He said, God has said, my covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that's came out of my lips. Now that's Psalms 89:34. Everything God speaks, he speaks is a covenant. He will not break his word. Psalms 138:2 says, I will worship toward my holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. You need to come to church. Your priority is to hear the word and hear truth. Now, bring your children, the children's church, they're going to hear truth too on their level. See, well, y'all don't have a big playground and y'all don't, there's not a lot of activities. Well, keep coming. The more people we get, the more kids we get, the more things we can do. But the priority here is always going to be at Word of Faith is the Word.
Amen.
Because the Word is what's going to save you, change you, deliver you, heal you, yes. Protect you, yes. and keep you from evil.
Yes.
Keep you from being shot. Keep you from being attacked. Because
yes.
That's God's promise to us.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Now, I think the Lord's going to teach and he's going to preach. In about 30 minutes, we'll get this thing done maybe today. This meeting might get put off to another Sunday. I don't know. Amen. All I got to tell you, the finances is good in the church. We're doing good. There's some good things to say. So sometimes, we still got to do a meeting too. We still got to do all things decently and in order, right? I will worship toward my holy temple for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above your name. God's word is even above the name of Jesus. Highly exalted, his word. If the Lord were to break his word, the universe that we know it would be no more. It wouldn't be here. It'd be non-existence. Because the word of God, Hebrews 1:3 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, talking about Jesus, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Everything is held together. You can get to a scientist and get in here underneath a microscope and look at your cells. They're all held together. They can't explain it. They're just there. It's the word of God is holding our bodies together, holding our cells together, holding the universe, everything in orbit. We ain't got to, that's all done, what would you say, involuntary. You know, I breathe because God put breath in me. I don't have to tell my lungs, breathe, lungs. God created me. That's the first thing you got to understand. What's going on? You got to know who God is.
Amen.
And who he's not. Amen. He's not a killer. He's not a thief. He's a heavenly father that loves his children and gave them good things.
Yes.
That's who he is. Amen?
Amen?
And Jesus came and displayed the Father to the world. Because it says when Jesus by himself purged our sin, he didn't need our help. Jesus didn't need our help to take our sin. He didn't need our help. Now, he needed Mary's help to get here. But Mary has nothing to do with your sin. Jesus does. Jesus is the one, is your Savior. But he had to have Mary's cooperation. I'm getting ahead of myself. But he needed us. God needs us. Amen. He loves us. Love wants to love. Hebrews 6, now we're talking about God is in control of his word. Psalms 89:34 shows us. Hebrews 6:13 says, for when God made promise to Abraham, this is old covenant, because he could swear by no greater, God is not a man that he should lie. He couldn't, by no greater, God swore by himself. Amen. He didn't need Abraham. He said, I'm going to swear by myself, Abraham. Abraham just got the benefit of it. Praise the Lord. Why? Because he was close. He was there. Amen? He told Abraham, get out from your country, from your kinfolk, to a place I show you. He had to be obedient. And through that obedience, he was there when God swore by himself and gave him the blessing. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God was after wanting to get us salvation, get us delivered. The Lord didn't swear to Abraham for himself. God didn't need to strengthen his word. It was already perfect. But in order to give Abraham assurance, say hope, blessed assurance, help me, Jesus is mine.
Oh, what a glory, taste of glory divine. Salvation, purchased and mine. Born of the Spirit, washed in the blood.
See, thank God, y'all were.
Glory. Glory.
Take it, Jesus.
All the day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Thank you, Lord.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
God just do your thing. See there, the pastor can't do it all. See there, God orchestrates things. Look at there. This is your story.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on
now. See, why am I sitting down? Because I want Jesus to be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just thankful I can be like Abraham and be near it. Be near what he's going to do. Amen. What he's already done and wanting to do more.
Amen.
It's for us to tell his story and just watch people like John Gerler back there get free from cancer and go out here and shared his heart with me what he wants to do for Jesus. See, Jesus wants us to do so much, but, and I think I've expressed this to Jackie and Miss Tammy, that God wants us more than he wants what we can do for him.
Amen.
Because he wants to do great, but we got to stay healthy, we got to stay strong. So, you know, these are some things I got to work on. We all got to work on, amen?
Amen?
And then we can, Jesus, just be glorified and touch our bodies and heal our minds when we come to church and put together a story. Amen. Thank you, Lord. See, I was going to say, y'all were maybe in church before I was. See, those are older songs. I didn't really hear them because I wasn't in church, so I don't know them. But thank God some of you guys know those songs, and I like to hear them. Amen. Thank you, Lord. See, they're in your spirit. Not in your head, they're in your heart. And out of the heart, that's where you believe, man. You believe. That's the Psalms were written by God's people that believed, and they sung them, and they kept singing them. They hadn't seen all of the benefits yet, but they were coming. They kept singing, the benefits kept coming. Thank you, Lord. Amen. See, that was a good teacher. Because, see, I've been taught that if you can give somebody a picture, you know, a good teacher needs to give you an illustration so you can hang on to it and to remember. That's what Jesus, he was the greatest teacher. But what better illustration than your life?
Amen.
Amen. That you tell your story about what God has done for you.
Amen.
And I'll just bring in, remember the demoniac, there was two of them. Well, let me go on. I don't want to get ahead of myself. God gave this covenant because he wanted to give Abraham assurance of the blessing. That's where that song came from. The Lord swore an oath to Abraham that he would perform. He would perform his promises that he had made, that God had made. This was for Abraham's benefit. And it shows that the Lord knows our frame and he deals with us according to how we here understand. You know, some people get up in the morning looking to take a shower. They end up falling down forward and backwards in the bathtub before they ever get to church. But you know what? They just laugh about it and go on. Even though they bruise, maybe hurting a little bit, they know my help comes from the Lord. I'm going to church.
Amen.
Amen. So don't let early starting mornings, things fumbling, bumbling, falling around, don't let that discourage you. Amen?
Amen?
Because your help is in the people of God. It's in the house of God. Isaiah 55, 9 through 11 says it this way, talking about God is in control of his word, says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth. Anybody want to debate that, dispute that, that the heavens higher than the earth? Some people would. Amen? You give them time. So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Don't get stuck that God's this big, he don't want you to know things. Keep on reading. He's making an illustration here. For as the rain, where does the rain come? Comes from heaven, right? Can you make rain? No. For as the rain comes down from heaven and snow from heaven, and it returns not thither, but it waters the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth. No, not what you think God said, what he said. So don't give people what you think God said. Give them what he said. And that word will go forth out of out of the Lord's mouth. And see, if you put God's word in your heart and speak it out of your mouth in truth, it's going to be like the rain. It's going to come down. It's going to water it. And it's going to cause that person to bring forth healing in their body, hope in their mind, peace in their mind. See what the illustration is here? And it will not return to him void. See, God's word has a purpose. What do you need? It's in the Word of God. It's in Jesus. It's in Jesus. See, he is the seed. He is the Word of God. But you got to let his Word get in your heart and stay there. Don't let the devil, because once you get the Word in there, the devil wants it out. But it ain't his garden. It's God's garden. Your heart is God's garden if you'll give it to him. Now, you got to keep the devil out. Amen. I'm going to try not to preach this too much here. His word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish. See, that's truth. It will accomplish. If something ain't working, it ain't God's fault. Don't blame God. It's me, oh Lord, it's me. Or it could be the devil, or it could be other people, but it's not God. Because it will accomplish that which I please. And it shall be prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. This isn't a promise that God, now listen to me. This isn't a promise that God's word will always accomplish good results. There are promises of judgment too. Old Testament, blessing, cursing, right?
That's right.
This is simply saying that God's word always works for those who receive it. Believe it, receive it, have it. God's word will work blessings. For those who reject it, it will work cursing. Because you can't have both. God said, Jesus said, you can't serve God and the world system. If you live in the world, you're going to reap what the world has. It's the whirlwind, judgment. If you live by the world system, but you can live in this world and live under God's system, it's called the covenant of blessing. But if you reject Jesus, guess what? The wrath of God is upon you. I love you. I'm not condemning you. I'm just telling you what the word says. What's going on? What is going on out here? It's the covenant of blessing. And if you don't have the blessing, by default, you're in the curse.
That's right.
The curse is still in the earth, but Jesus has delivered us from that curse. Delivered who? Those who are his.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
You know, there's a heaven and there's a hell. Hell was not created for us, mankind. It was created for the angels that rebelled. But those that do not, the only way to stay out of hell's gate is through heaven's gates, through Jesus. That's the gospel. That's the good news. That's why Jesus came.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I've told you many times, I was on the highway to hell and singing AC/DC and a lot of other songs. What's going on in this world? What are you hearing? What are you putting in your eyes? And then who are you allowing to dominate you?
Right.
If it's the devil, you're going to see bad things happen.
Yes.
Even with people that really don't have, they can be lost, they can be ignorant of all these things, and they don't know where all this stuff is coming from. It's thoughts, it's the devil. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Lord. That's all about God and his word. He's in control of it. Always will be. But he is not in control of us. Genesis 1, 26, 28. And we've been in the believer's authority, right, for the last couple months. And it all starts in Genesis. If you want to know the origin of anything, go back to the beginning. That's your origin. That's your purpose. If you want to know the purpose and plans of God, Genesis 1 and 2, and I think the last two chapters of Revelation, everything in between is God kind of working all this plan out through people. And he sent Jesus. Amen. So we're going back. At the end, we're going to be like Revelation. I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth. See, but all the in between, we got a fight to fight, fight of faith. Genesis 1, now this is talking about God is in control of his word, but he's not in control of you. Genesis 1, 26 through 28, and God said, let us make man, that us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, Elohim, and make them after our likeness, and let them who? And let them, that's you, mankind, Adam and Eve, that Eve is the mother of all living. Are you living? Yes. Eve is your mother. Now, Mother's Day is next Sunday. Miss Peggy Cagle is going to be bless us, and she's going to give our Mother's Day message next week. So welcome her. But Eve is the mother of all living. Let them have dominion. That dominion means God gave this earth for us to reign and rule as kings, as his sons and daughters. Have dominion, reign and rule over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all, say all, the earth. Say earth.
Earth.
Earth. And over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. That's bugs, but that's creeps out there that are want to steal, kill, and destroy you. Creeps. I ain't going to go no further with that. There's some things I want to say, but that's just the flesh. So God created mankind, in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God cursed them?
Blessed.
He blessed them. First thing, he blessed them. God's not cursing people. He blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, that's a blessing. Multiply, that's a blessing. And replenish, that means to fill and fulfill. So whatever God has called you to do, he's called you to fulfill it. Amen. Now, if you miss it, that's not God's fault, but he still loves you. You're going to heaven. By and by, we'll forget about everything you missed down here on the earth. But while you're down here, he wants us to fulfill our mission. Amen. And not only fulfill it in the earth, subdue it. Keep it. Subjection and keep it under. And have dominion over the fish of the sea. God said again. If God says it again, he wants you to understand. Have dominion. Have authority. It's yours. I've given it to you. Nothing you got to do. It was blessed. It was spoken to us. Given to us. So if anything's not good working in your life, resist it. It's not good. Everything moving upon the earth. So right here is why a lot of questions can be answered right here. What's going on? What's all this going on? Why God? No, God gave us authority over all the earth. This earth is still remaining. It's still remaining. So that means we still have authority over all the earth. See, God can't break his word. He's not going to come out of his covenant. When he blessed them, saying, Adam, you have authority. You reign. You rule. Over all the earth, the fish, all these things down here, you rule over it. Reign over it. Keep it under you. God hasn't changed. So because God gave Adam humanity, all humanity, control over the earth, and after they sin, what is sin? What has God said? No, not believing God, not believing what he said, not believing that you have authority over all this earth. I didn't say over authority over people. He said over the earth. He didn't say nothing about you have authority over your wife. Amen? Amen? You're to love her, respect her, but you know what? She's her own person, but she has God to account to, just like the husband has God to account to. You're supposed to love one another as unto the Lord. Amen? Amen? Amen. In other words, love God like you love your wife. Love your wife like you love God. So over the earth, and after they sin, guess what? Satan now has an inroad. He gained access to our assignment. Amen. In other words, remember your teacher? Can you talk about teachers? Remember teachers, you know, sometimes I didn't do my study, and I want to look over on somebody's I want to get a good grade. No, that ain't your assignment. Somebody else's homework, what their test, that ain't your assignment. You're not supposed to look over there. You're supposed to know You're supposed to know the answers. We're supposed to know the answers. Amen. Because God had an assignment. He sent Jesus. Amen. Now, if we don't know Jesus, we don't know that we're going to fail the test. Because we're going to be underneath another schoolmaster that's called the law. See, Jesus is full of grace and truth. He doesn't bring condemnation. So these are a lot of things that a lot of times can only be answered here in school at church or around somebody that knows the word. So make you some good friends, good Christian friends that knows the word, knows God, and knows the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Because Satan gained access to the assignment he gave Adam. Authority over all the earth. Now the devil has access. Now we can start to see what's going on, man. It's been going on for generations. We're just starting to see it escalate like Jesus said it would. A couple more scriptures and we're going to be closing up. Talking about God's not, he's in control of his word, but he's not in control of us. Psalms 115 calls, always back up what the Lord gives you by scripture. At least two. Find it in the word. I like to even bring it over into the New Testament. It's good to find a lot of references in the old, but bring it over into the new too. Amen. Because Jesus was speaking in the New Testament from as a man, anointed by God, speaking into his to the world. It says Psalms 115:15 says, "You are blessed of the Lord, which made what?
Heaven
and earth." But see, we didn't have authority over heaven. See, God gave us authority over the earth. See, that's where the devil missed it. He wanted to be like God, creator over all. But see, God gave him an assignment. Lucifer, he had an assignment. He wanted more. Pride brought him down. Okay, you can see, and that's what pride wants to do to you. Wants to bring you down. Well, you think it might be lifting pride, and you feel like you're kind of lifted up. Yeah, you will be for a season, but God's word said you're coming down. So don't go up that mountain. Amen, stay off of that mountain. "You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to himself." Ah, see, got to know the word. "But the earth hath he given to the children of men." Yes. Why? Because that's what God wanted. He wanted us to have an earth down here to rule and reign like him. He reigns over all. But he created us in his image and likeness. And he said, "Now I got the earth for you. You know, I want my children to do things like I do. You know, be an example. You know, I teach them things. There's some things I'm a little weak on. I don't want to teach them everything I know at one time." Well, that's God's the same way. So here we see another instance in the Word that shows that dominion over the earth was given to man. God did not rule directly. God did not rule directly over the earth. Why is all that? God can't lie. So he just can't come in and just fix everything right now because he gave that over to Adam and he can't lie. Amen? He's not a man that he should lie. This thing's got to run its course. But he didn't leave us here without hope. Amen? Evil's got to run its course. That sin, that rebellion that Adam, he told him in the day you eat, he still gave Adam and Eve the choice. But now, see that it's running its course. Mankind. But God time, it's just been a couple of days. I mean, we think on things happening for so many thousands of years, but to God, it's only a couple days. So once we get out of this earth and the new earth God creates for us, I don't even think we're going to have thoughts of what's happened down here. God's going to remove it from us. So God does not rule directly over the earth. That was under Adam and Eve's authority, delegated by God. He can't change. He can't lie. What's going on? Here's our answers. Man gave the authority over to the devil. And this is basic Christianity 101. Adam and Eve, when they sinned, that snake, behind that snake was an enemy, the devil, as God said. This is why Jesus had to be born of a virgin, not of the seed of man, but of the seed of the Word of God. Was conceived in Mary's womb, and the flesh, Word became flesh. Uh-oh, devil's in trouble. Because now God himself is in a body. In the body of Jesus Christ, there's only one. Amen. And in that body, he walked on this, what? Earth. And the Bible says that everywhere you put the sole of your feet, he was spoken, I don't know if it's Abraham, I'll bless. Everywhere you put the sole of your feet, you're going to be blessed. Jesus, God's touched this earth. And if you got Jesus in you, I don't care if the earth is cursed. Everywhere you go is supposed to be blessed. Amen. But see, there's a devil out here. That's why you got to know who you are. Keep your badge, your identity on. Amen? And then keep him under your feet, rule and reign. What's going on? Dallas wasn't supposed to be at school. He was at home. Amen? I thank God for that. But there was other ones, there was a young boy that gave his life. I think God's still in that too. Man, no greater, Jesus said, than no greater sacrifice than you lay down your life for a friend. I mean, that's probably a martyrism right there. He covered so nobody else would get shot. Man, that's God right there. That's jumping out, not even thinking. Just doing what needed to be done. That was the word of God in that boy. The love of God moved. It didn't sit still. It moved. What's going on? We're moving, folks. Be ready to move. Be watchful. Don't you go out here in this world, and I'm not, as a pastor, I'm not telling you, the devil can't touch me. No, you be watching because he's out there. Then you take authority. See, we're policemen for God. I don't carry a gun, but I got the word of God, and that's more powerful than a gun. Amen. Now, and there's some. If you carry a gun, that's good. Use both. Amen. Use both of them. Amen. Am I saying I'll never have a gun? Well, I don't know. I don't have a desire for one, but I love the word. Amen. And the word in your mouth is a double-edged sword. And the devil has to flee the name of power in the name of Jesus. See, we gave that authority over to the devil. This is why Jesus had to become a man. As God, he didn't have the authority to change what man had done. But when he became a man, when Jesus became a man, see, God can't violate his word, but when he became a man and he did it legally, he asked Mary. God just didn't come there and say, okay, woman, you're gonna carry my son Jesus. No, they highly favored Mary and said and spoke the word, and she said, be it unto me. I'll be the one. And when that be it said, the word became. She said, so be it, and it became. Jesus became flesh. And the plan was in action. Amen. Joy, man, my salvation was in the cycle, was in the stages. When Jesus was going through 9 months, I was going through transition in the spirit. Amen. I was being saved. Salvation was in progress. That's a blessing right there. I was in the mix as Jesus was in the belly. Amen. In mama's belly, he was growing. Man, Jesus was growing. Satan was in big trouble. God was now a man, and as such, had power and authority to execute judgment on the earth. John 5:27 says, and have given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. One more scripture here, John 5:39-40. Talking about God's not in control of us. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. This is Jesus talking about to the Pharisees. Search the scriptures. In the scriptures you'll find they testify of Jesus, of me, of what I'm saying. And you will not come to me. See, here's the choice we have. Blessing or cursing. Jesus was speaking blessing right there. God does not control us. And Jesus said, you will not come to me. They chose not to hear his word. See, God gives us free choice. What you're hearing today is the love of God, the word of God, but you got a choice to receive this or reject it. Because Jesus said, and you will not come to me that you might have life. They couldn't see life in a body. It's because they was looking. They wasn't looking with their eyes. They should have been listening with the heart, the ears of their heart. In conclusion, Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. God has set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. He says, choose life. What do we say about all these, this emphasized? Life. I choose life. God said, choose life. Life is the way. That is Jesus. There's no other way. You can't be a Christian and not be pro-life. I'm sorry. Well, I'm saying you can be a Christian and be confused. Because I'm going to say it that way. You can be a Christian and be confused. That's Deuteronomy 30:19, Helen. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed, your children, may live. God is pro-life. He's for life. Amen. If Jesus is your source, you will stay on course. God spoke that to me too. If Jesus is your source, you will stay on course. Am I saying that course is going to be hunky-dory, just sweet, no trouble? No, you're going to have trouble. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble, tribulation. But be a good cheer. Cheer up, brother. Yeah. Jesus went through it too, and he made it to heaven. Amen. And he had joy on the earth getting there. What was the joy? He saw that we were going to be there with him one day. And he said, Father, these people, they reject me, they spit on me, they cuss me, they pull out my beard. Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Mm-hmm. The gospel is forgiveness. It's love and forgiveness. You're going to have to forgive a lot of people while you're down here on this earth. Jesus did. And we are not above the master. Jesus said, if they did it to me, they're going to do it to you also. But I don't care. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. So you got to put even people, even your people, in your closest people right here, you got to put your faith and trust in what Jesus loves you. And through that love, you'll love everybody. And that's, you got to do that by faith. Because there's going to be sometimes people just going to, they're not going to be hooked up with you on certain areas. But love them. We don't know where people transition, things you're going on in your life. I remember Brother Keith Moore and gave a testimony one time that when he was going through Rhema Bible Training Center. You know, and if y'all know Keith Moore, man, he's a preacher, teacher of faith. He's been preaching faith 35, 40 years, pastoring two churches. And he said that he went out, it was cold, and Keith went out to jump his car, turn his car on, and the battery was dead. And I guess he had a student with him. So Keith says, well, I'm going to get my jumper cables. Got on the phone, was going to call somebody, and his roommate says, well, Brother Keith, you ain't got faith, man? Believe faith right now. Believe God can start your car. By faith. And Keith looked at him and he said, I'm sorry, brother. I just don't have faith for that right now. His faith was in the jumper cables. So see, I mean, you got to have it in your heart. Just having it in your head ain't going to get it done. Now, Keith's not against faith. He teaches faith. But he said, that's just not in my heart right now. Jumper cables, it's cold out here. So see, don't get under condemnation if you're out of faith sometimes. That's why you got other body of believers. That's what we're here for. It's when you're not there, we'll help you get there. We hook up with you, amen? That's what them battery cables are for today. Put the power on something. Somebody might have the power that you don't. Don't mean they don't have Jesus. You don't have Jesus, you're just not there yet. Amen? And we're here to get you there.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.